Let us continue with these messages for a few more sessions. These pertain to the parenting phase of the Project New Paradigm. The ball then is in your court for action. Either you pick up the ball and move into actually doing the conception of the babe or not. Certainly, we have been making every effort to encourage your participation. If it's necessary for the pedal to be dropped at the next level, you're going to have an interesting ride on the spaceship Earth. This is a further wake-up call. The snooze bar is reaching the end of the program. If you're reading this information or hearing it, you are part of the ground crew and need only to realize it is time to drop your disguise and begin your mission. The flight crew cannot land until the field is ready and the invitation is issued. As suggested before, begin formulating and dreaming scenarios within your own personal awareness. This triggers the resonance of the law of attraction. In the beginning there was thought and the thought became flesh. It's a matter of bringing the information shared previously into cohesive understanding that allows you to operate within the appropriate process. Since the paradigm can only be brought forth with a holographic format that resonates in the harmony with the wholeness of creation, it would seem logical that you understand the basic parameters required to ensure success. Since it involves feeding this information to you in bits that can be pondered and assimilated, it ends up spread over many pages. You are then left to combine the bits into composite that formulates a sensible basis for your moving into the creative process with confidence. It will be necessary for you to assume the study mode and reread and re-listen to these lessons in order to bring forth your own understanding and to formulate your personal foundations. There are nuances of the laws that will blossom into your awareness through the study assimilation process. It would be convenient for you if we would simply provide you with an outline, but that would not allow the flowering process to be reached as an end result. It's nice to receive a bouquet and simply enjoy the beauty and the fragrance, but the growth process would be skipped. This is necessary that you grow your understanding. The Handbook for the New Paradigm is a precious treasure given to you so that you may step into your radiant stance of service and fulfill your chosen destiny in the history of planet Earth. Through this suggested process, the burden of responsibility will transcend into pure joy of bringing enlightenment to the world of darkness. Within the holographic process is the element of maintaining the focus to enable manifestation to complete its intended cycle. The focus of thought is maintained for long periods of time, again staying within your reckoning mode, by setting the vibratory oscillations within a range that emanates sound. This is duplicated in a crude form by your music. In purity, it can be grasped as being of crystalline bell-like quality. Tibetan bells give you an inkling of the reverberations that continue for a long period of time, beyond what the human ear can hear. Within a holographic context, a continuous vibration is set forth in an over-unity mode carrying forth the expansive paradigm. Each holographic creation is unique, reminiscent of your snowflakes. There is present within each galaxy a continuous melody of bell-like sounds, which is perceived in part by some and referred to as the music of the spheres, which is a perfect description. Earth at the moment is quite out of tune. Contemplate the resonance of a crystalline music of the spheres and then think of punk rock. That might be thought as the resonant sound of the planned new galaxy. Would you like to live there all the time? Perfect resonance is attained through balance. This is the reason that rock music is so destructive to the balance of the young people. It's designed to be unbalanced and discordant in its basic construction. It reflects outward the inner imbalance of its composers, and it enhances chaotic tendencies within the psyche of those spending long and frequent time listening to it. The bridge for this phase from romantic, sexually stimulating music was the Beatles. Their early music contained melodies with a lesser amount of distortion as it is demonstrated by the orchestral versions. It did, however, open up the door for the more destructive distortions that inevitably followed. Again, all part of the plan to slow and hold down the human vibration. In order for you to conceptualize a higher dimensional experience, it is necessary that you have some understanding of the experience of it from the creational perspective. Holographic interaction is basic to this understanding. Current methodology to produce a phenomenon involves a beam of light focused through a transparency that produces a floating dimensional replica. In an existing holograph, you conceive a thought of a desire to be reproduced in a holographic mode. This thought thinking, you, focuses by enlarging this thought with details that further define the holographic desire and increases the energy of the beam-like thought with the emotions of what the experience of enjoying this new holograph will be like before empowering it to come into form. You call the holographic concept 3D or third dimensional. How then is the fourth dimension different? 3D encompasses the concept of height, width, and depth, but involves no motion within the holograph of its own volition. 3D movies involve dimensional glasses. Virtual reality is also a manipulation. The next step in the fourth dimensional experience superimposes the living or vibratory dimension of action within the purview of the holograph itself. A true holograph is projected through thought, not by mechanism. Since thought has the power to act upon itself with further thought, it is self-aware. A higher degree of self-awareness implies a higher vibratory rate or dimension of experience. The seeds of one dimension are planted within the lesser one. This brings you to the understanding that you are already aware of being self-aware. However, this seed must be nurtured and cultivated in order to flower into transcending to a point of outgrowing its present placement through increasing its vibratory rate until it lifts itself into a dimensional shift, allowing for greater opportunity to grow even more self-aware. What you are attempting to do is to cause this process to manifest on a planetary scale because Earth's vibratory environment is so distorted that individuals can no longer accomplish it. Just as Moses had to cross the Red Sea at the exact moment of a planetary shift, this is time at the exact moment of a galactic shift. How will you know? That's our job. As usual, you are being reminded that unless you create a plug and pull it, some other backup plan will be employed that will bypass the opportunity for humanity to clean up their own act and will use it as a stepping stone for advancement. We continue to stress the power that you hold in the palm of your hands. It's such a gift to be in the position assisting this planet and its inhabitants into a shift of such major proportion, and it carries with it an opportunity for literally jumping up the vibratory scale. We can only bring the opportunity to your attention and act in its advisory capacity. You must be the ones to do it. It is not the first time you have participated in similar roles. This is the mission you have literally trained yourself to be part of. So don't drop the ball now. There's nothing more important in your current realm of experience.